ready to go here as both teams have had their starting lineups announced. Let's take you through those for the Braves. It'll be number 5, Granit Berenger, number 10, Vinny Frank, number 12, Gavin Dukai, number 22, Gabe Kaniszewski, and number 23, Ethan Hedgeland. Get to the Alcona starters in just a second. DJ Howe is one of them, and he will jump against Ethan Hedgeland here as we get this one underway. Tip is controlled by the Tigers. And at number 10, Garrett Summers will bring it up for the Alcona Tigers. They will also start David Charbonneau, Hayden Johnston, and Colin Walker. Colin Walker has it, and he will travel, move that pivot foot, and our first possession and our first turnover of the game.
A little bit of a surprise move. Alcona coming out starting the freshman point guard tonight. We'll see how that plays out for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's been off the bench every time we've seen him so far this year. So, yeah, we'll see what this ends up being. As this one's left side to Dukai, he'll drive to the middle. Pump fake the shot, but nothing there. Good defense by Hayden Johnston. Man-to-man defense here for the Alcona Tigers. Shot up at the rim by Vinny Frank, and it's tipped out of bounds after a miss. And the officials are talking about whose ball it is, and, yeah, it was off Vinny Frank. They got that one right. No score, 7:24 to play in our first quarter. Brad Allen, Jeff Erickson here with you. Alcona Tigers taking on the Thomas Area Braves here in Alcona. Garrett Summers, pull up three, knock it down.
Hey, just like that, the freshman stepping in, showing he's going to make his presence felt here early on.
Gabe Kaniszewski, right wing, spin move into the lane. Throwing, it's knocked out of bounds by Colin Walker, able to get a hand on it.
Really nice hands by Walker.
3-0 Tigers, 7:03 to play in our first quarter. Let's see if they go 2-3 zone out of the break here. Usually it's what you see, but and it's a turnover. They were going straight man-to-man, taken by Charbonneau up to Summers. Summers into the lane to Johnston, and Summers probably made one too many passes there. And, yep, even his coach, Coach Cole, says just go in and lay it in.
Yep, just slow it down a little bit there, under control. You got to like him looking to his teammates, but sometimes you just got to take it to the rack.
Kaniszewski up top, working against Charbonneau, drives right into the lane, kicks it outside to Vinny Frank. Man-to-man defense here by the Tigers. We don't see a lot of man-to-man. Yeah, Hayden Johnston grabbing Dukai, trying to stop Dukai from getting open. That is his first team first. High school basketball and WKJC brought to you in part by Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tawas City, Bay Party Store of East Tawas, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish and Lincoln Precision. Dukai into the lane, goes right at the rim and goes around the defense and lays it in.
Dukai just way too quick.
Makes it 3-2. Alcona in the lead. Dukai gets into the scoring column. Garrett Summers up top. They'll get it inside to Walker. Back outside, DJ Howe up top. He'll drive under the zone and blocked in. There's going to be a foul on Berenger. Caught a lot of bodies. He went up for that block, and so DJ Howe will go to the line to shoot two.
It's a good take. That's how you get around that defense. Reverse the ball. When the weak side doesn't come over, take it to the bucket. And that's what he did there. He's going to get rewarded with a couple of free throws.
DJ Howe, big key player for the Alcona Tigers. This offense kind of goes as he goes. First free throw is good. High school basketball brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, and D&M Supply of Omer. Second free throw is short. Rebound Berenger. Foul down low. And it's going to be Berenger who picks up his second foul on the rebound.
Wow.
And so that will go back to the Tigers, and that's Berenger's second. And Jake Look will quickly check in for him. 6:18 to play in our first quarter. Tigers now inbound underneath. Garrett Summers is the trigger. Goes left corner. That is Charbonneau. And up top to Johnston. Right side to DJ Howe. And kick across to Charbonneau. Trying to work around the 2-3 zone that the Braves are playing. Left side. That is Summers. Summers ripped away by Dukai.
Dukai's got such quick hands. He's just a menace inside.
A crossover into the lane. Pump fake to give to Hedgeland. Hedgeland, a right hook off the rim and no good. Rebound comes down to Vinny Frank, who goes up and scores. And the second chance bucket makes the game tied at 4. Garrett Summers, right side, goes up top to Charbonneau. Gets a screen by Johnston. Mid-range jumper off to the right. Think it might have been blocked, but they're going to say it wasn't. And so it'll stay with the arrow, go to the Taos area Braves.
Alcona dropping back here, not pressuring the ball at all. Sitting back, going to play the little man.
Jake Look, left side, left corner now. Vinny Frank for three, too strong. And rebound won by Colin Walker of the Alcona Tigers. And gets it to DJ Howe. Inside to Johnston behind the defense, and Ethan Hedgman lost him. And Johnston lays it up and in. 6-4, Alcona Tigers. Jake Look with it up top. Gets a screen. Drives inside. Goes right corner. That's Hedgeland. And a mid-range jumper by Ethan Hedgeland. Good, smooth jumper by number 23.
Really nice-looking shot right there.
We're tied at 6. Charbonneau steps into a 3. Off to the right. And, sorry, that was Summers. Rebound by Charbonneau. Mid-range jumper is good. Timeout, Taos area Braves. They want to talk about their defense. Alcona by 2, 4:44 to play on WKJC, your power station for sports. Four forty-four to play in our first quarter. Alcona 8, Taos 6. This game brought to you in part by the Lunchbox of Curran, Sobax Home Medical of Taos City, and Travis Sanitation of Oscoda. And while the Braves bring it up, we're not seeing the 2-2-1 press. Instead, Coach Cole, who wants to work on his defense, is going to just straight man-to-man.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I don't think Coach Kames was expecting that. I know you talked a little bit about it in the pregame. Alcona playing pretty good man defense right now, though.
Jake Look into the lane. Charbonneau is going to body him, and they're going to say on the floor. So the shot did go in, but it's a foul on the ground. And Taos has gotten penetration on every single drive almost. They're getting to the bucket. The problem is, the good thing is, Alcona's been playing good defense. Once they get there, we'll see how Taos takes advantage the rest of the way. Hedgeland wide open up top for 3, and it's off. Rebound comes down to Summers.
Nice rebound by Summers right there, going up against the big guys inside.
New man into the game is Gavin Walker. He has the ball up top. And he'll try to dump it inside to DJ Howe. Howe has it poked away, and the ball will be out of bounds, and it will be off of Gavin Dukai, and so it'll stay with the Tigers.
Another thing to keep an eye on here early is they're really calling a lot more than what Taos saw called on Friday night. Let's see if that plays into the game as we move forward.
Pick and roll with Colin Walker, but his shot is too strong. And a rebound comes down to Kanishevsky, who gets it to Jake Look. Right side to Vinny Frank. Wanted the mid-range jumper, but not there. Dump inside Hedgeland. Hedgeland working on DJ Howe. Picks up this dribble and goes back out.
He's got to take that up.
Jake Look driving to the lane. Right-hand layup, no good. Rebound, DJ Howe. Goes right side, and now bringing it up the court is the freshman point guard Summers. Now to Gavin Walker. Right side, Charbonneau. Open for a deep 3. Off to the right. Rebound pulled in by Jake Look, but he stepped on the line when he went to grab it. And so it'll stay here with the Alcona Tigers. That's why a lot of guys just kind of box out and let those rebounds go.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you, though, getting back to the shot there, you know, you got to get set, man. He was deep. He was deep. That's an awful deep shot. Didn't get his shoulder square. Had no chance of going in.
Basner checks in. DJ Howe will go into Basner. Basner, a mid-range jumper off of the shot fake, I guess you could call it, by DJ Howe, who just passed out of a bad shot. Basner knocks home the free throw line jumper. It's 10-6. Into the lane is Vinny Frank. Another foul on the floor. And that's one thing about man defense, though. You will see a lot more fouls. So we'll see if how Alcona handles that, as that's the first on Basner. And so it'll be 3:12 remaining in our first quarter, 10-6 Alcona over top of Taos. Right corner is Look. Back up top, Hedgeland. Back to the corner. Vinny Frank for 3. Knock it down.
I tell you, one thing about Coach Kames, he has a really nice play usually drawn up out of that break.
10-9 now, Alcona. Charbonneau, quick trigger jumper. Knock it down. Answers right back with a 3. Tigers by 4 again, 13-9. And now they go into the 2-3 zone. Hedgeland into the lane, missed the layup, gets his own rebound, goes up, can't score. Rebound, DJ Howe. Gavin Walker brings it across. looks for something to be aggressive with, but instead smartly just pulls it out and will run the offense. Right side, Charbonneau. Gavin Dukai on the defense. Now Colin Walker into the lane. Back out Charbonneau for three. Knock it down. 8 points in the first quarter for Charbonneau. 16-9 Alcona.
Charbonneau's feeling it.
Now back into man coverage. Jake Look, right side Dukai. Pump fakes the three. Working on Gavin Walker. Inside to Vinny Frank. Frank to the rim. Goes up. Can't finish. Rebound Howe. And he'll rip through and bring it up the court. Gets it to Gavin Walker. Walker across the timeline. Right side Charbonneau. Pump fake. And he so badly wanted to shoot it that he traveled.
Yep. I think he got his body got ahead of his feet just a little bit right there. He was looking to go up for that shot. Had a guy in his face. Brought it back down. That's a travel.
Colin Walker will check out. Hayden Johnston back into the game. 16-9. Alcona, really strong first quarter so far.
Gavin
Walker, Mandy Tharp, go ahead.
Oh, I said Gavin Walker doing a nice job on Dukai right now.
Just making it difficult for him. That's all you can do is make it difficult on the Braves. Good pick and roll to Hedgeland. He got behind Howe, and he'll lay it in. 16-11, 90 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Gavin Walker gets to the free throw line. Out to Charbonneau. Gavin Dukai, the one guarding him. Left side, DJ Howe for three, blocked by Kanishevsky. And rebound comes down to Jake Look. Kanishevsky ahead of the defense. He'll lay it in, and it's 16-13. Kanishevsky into the scoring column. Quick little 4-0 run here for the 5-0 run, excuse me, here for the Tawas area Braves. Left side, Johnston. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Hand it off to Walker. Walker drives baseline. Nothing there. He'll kick it out to DJ Howe. To the free throw line, Johnston. He works on Hedgeland. Goes up over the top of him. Think Hedgeland might have got a finger on it. Rebound, Kanishevsky. Jake Look goes left side, Vinny Frank. Frank up top, Kanishevsky for three in the tie. Knock it down. And we're tied at 16. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Gavin Walker with it up top for the Tigers. Right side, Charbonneau. Dukai able to knock it away. Charbonneau recovers, though. Now they go left corner. That's Walker. Gavin Walker with it. Right side, DJ Howe. Pass fake into the lane. DJ Howe, reverse layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Johnston. Back out to DJ Howe for three. Knock it down.
Can't let that guy get lost in the defense.
Vinny Frank pull up for three. No good. Rebound Hedgeland tip is no good. Rebound DJ Howe. And that'll end the quarter. No, we have a... Okay, no, it was not a foul. It was knocked out of bounds by Kanishevsky. But the end of the quarter. So at the end of one, it's Alcona 19, Tawas 16 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Alcona over Tawas at the end of our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Autotech of East Tawas. Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. And Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 9 convenient locations to serve you. Braves start with the basketball. It's Mocky. Handoff to Kames. Kames up top to Jake Look. Back to Mocky on the right wing. He drives inside. Left-hand floater is good. Good shot by Mocky.
Just checked into the game. Trying to give him a little spark here offensively.
Tigers by one, 19-18. Walker with it up top. Working against the zone. Right side, Basner. Basner is going to shoot a quick three. No good. So far, it's worked for him. Mocky with the rebound. But really quick offense so far by the Tigers. As we have not seen a lot of passes before shots. Kanishevsky, mid-range jumper, good, and that's Kanishevsky's shot. Braves by one, 20-19.
No, Alcona right now is taking some shots that you can get later on in the shot clock, if so to speak. So no sense in firing that thing as soon as you come down. You can get that shot anytime.
Walker into the lane, and it'll be poked out, but recovered by Summers. Now they go left wing to Basner, inside Johnston. Outside Summers, he was probably going to launch the three, but wasn't quite ready. And so to now go Gavin Walker, right side Summers. Up top to Walker, left wing Basner. He'll launch the three, and no good. Rebound pulled down by Ethan Hedgeland, and a foul coming on Wallenmeyer, number 12.
Better rotation of the ball right there, though, yeah. And they were able to get a little bit better shot. That's still an awful long ways from the bucket, though. I'd like to see him work the ball around just a little bit more.
Kalea checks into the game for the first time. 6:43 to play in our second quarter. 20-19. Tawas over top of Alcona. Mocky into the lane. Tries to go down low to Behringer, but knocked away by Colin Walker. And now it'll be triggering underneath Alex Kames. Into a zone now go the Tigers. Left wing Kames. This time they're able to defend it. Outside Mocky. Mocky into the lane. Kick inside Behringer. And a good bucket for Granite Behringer. And a good quarter start here for the Tawas area Braves. 6-0 run to start the quarter. They lead by 3, 22-19. Basner for 3 again. No good. And rebound comes down to Granite Behringer. Mocky drives right in the lane. No one stops him. Caught it in a foul. Basner's going to pick up a foul, and Mocky will go to the line for one more.
Yeah, you got to stop the ball right there in transition. You can't let them come up off from a missed shot right there. You got to get back on defense, and you got to get your heads up. They were in position. They just weren't looking here. Timeout. Looks like Tawas taking a timeout here.
30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you by your local Nicklin family-owned McDonald's restaurants, Bob Bush Manufacturing in Tawas City and Augray, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and A-Plus Automotive of Tawas's Glennie and Hale. Evan Mocky at the line to shoot one more, and he got it. So it's a 9-0 run to start the quarter for the Tawas area Braves. They lead by 6, 25-19. DJ Howe has a free throw line. Pump fake goes up through the contact and air ball, and so it'll go back to the Tawas area Braves. Again, a quick shot, another forced shot by the Tigers.
Yeah, they're just not rotating the ball at all at 2-3 zone. You've got to move the ball. They did it twice and got easy buckets, and they haven't done it since.
Mocky up top goes to Behringer, left wing. That's now Kames. And up top to Jake. Look for three. Knock it down. 12-0 run to start the quarter, and it's now the Braves by 9.
Much better ball rotation by Tawas right now.
Up top, that's Charbonneau. Charbonneau working against the zone. Right side, Summers. Quick trigger three, and no good. Rebound, Kalea. And here comes Mocky. Mocky into the lane. Drives in, blocked. No, we're going to get a foul here on Johnston from behind. And so Kalea will shoot two.
Alcona's got to get back on defense and, more importantly, get their heads up. Once they get down there, they're turning their back and running down the court. And the Tawas being aggressive, blowing right by him to the bucket.
Yeah, they two really big problems for them right now is, yep, getting back on defense. They're not stopping the basketball as Mocky knocks home another one. He's got 6 in the quarter. And, yeah, and their offensive scheme right now is get the ball and chuck it.
Yeah, they need to rotate the ball. Like I said, they've done it a couple of times where they've gotten to the bucket coming off the weak side after they rotate the basketball. Bucket good there. You can count the second one. It's 30-19.
Quick trigger three by Charbonneau, but he knocks it down. So he continues to have a good day. Makes it 30-22. See if that kickstarts the Tigers and ends the 14-0 run to start the quarter. And Mocky's going to go to the ground, and the minute he touched the basketball, it was going to be a travel. He was smart to let it go at first, but the minute he touched it again, it was going to be the travel.
Yeah, and Alcona's... When they get back on defense and set up, they play pretty good man-to-man.
Yeah. 4:44 to play in our second quarter. It's Tawas 30, Alcona 22. They swing it around the zone. Walker, bounce pass inside to DJ Howe. Howe through the contact, and he'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Strong.
That's the first time they've really gotten it down to the block, and Howe did a really nice job going up. He didn't get the bucket, but he's going to get a couple for his trouble.
Man, that's a rough possession there for Kalea. Not only did he catch an elbow to the face, but he also is going to pick up the foul here. First free throw by Howe is good. That makes it 30-23. Couple of dribbles. Second free throw is up, and that's good too. So DJ Howe having an efficient start at the line. And so it is 30-24. They cut the lead to 6. The Tigers do. Tawis in the lead. Drive inside. Mocty looking for another one, but a rebound here by DJ Howe. Left side, Charbonneau up top to Howe. And he will hand it off to Walker. Right side, that's Summers. Left side, Charbonneau for 3. Too strong. And that'll go right out of bounds. And so 4:07 to play in our second quarter. 30-24, Braves with the basketball.
Braves have been able to hold on to this lead, but might have to look to go back to that bench and get some of the starters back in here.
Right side, that's Jake Look. Up top, that's Alex Kames for 3, and shot was blocked. Rebound comes down to Walker. Gavin Walker brings it across after the block by Colin Walker. Back up top to Walker from Summers. Right side, Summers. Up top, Walker. Little two-man game going on, but not a lot of movement going on. Back up top to Walker. And right side, Summers. They got to work it inside the zone. Left side. Now they get it inside to Howe. DJ Howe works inside. Up and under. Can't get it to go, but he did get Behringer up in the air. Be Behringer's third foul, and Howe will go to the line to shoot 2 more.
Yeah, once again, if they can rotate that basketball and get it down at the block, I like DJ Howe's chances, especially with the defense that Tawas is imploring right now. They don't have a lot of size down low. DJ Howe could really turn things up here if they can get him the ball in the right position.
So after a 14-0 run by the Braves, a 6-0 run here by the Tigers, try and work their way back into it. Howe makes the first free throw. Second free throw is good as well, and he is now 5 of 6 at the line already in this game. Making it 30-26, Tawas. Alcona cuts the lead to 4. Mocky's had a good quarter, drives inside. Great pass to Kanishevsky, mid-range jumper rims out. Rebound comes down to Colin Walker. Gavin Walker now with it up the court. Hands off to Summers. And inside to Colin Walker, who drives inside and makes a layup.
There it is again.
Colin Walker gets his first bucket of the day. 8-0 run. Inside, Kanishevsky got behind the defense. And it's 32-28 now. Tawas area, 3 minutes to play in the third.
Great job of walling off the defense right there and dropping down to the bucket. Great drop step.
Ball tipped away, stolen by the Braves. Then thrown off of Gavin Walker's foot. Charbonneau right side, handoff Colin Walker, back to Charbonneau, quick trigger 3, off the glass and in.
Did he call that?
32-31. Not too many shots from the corner that go off the glass and in. Braves now lead by 1. It's Alex Kames, pull up mid-range jumper, way too strong. Rebound though comes down to Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank inside, and he'll kick it out. Kanishevsky, pump fake 3. Now he goes up underneath and airballs it way too long. Rebound DJ Howe, and the Tigers can take the lead with a bucket.
Tawas is just a little bit off kilter right now. They better get things back together.
Up top, Gavin Walker. Inside to DJ Howe. Pump fake up, and Tigers have the lead, 33-32.
Coach Kames might need a timeout here. He needs to get Hedgeland back into the game.
Good answer by the Alcona Tigers. Mocky spin move into the lane. Jake Look for 3. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Walker, but he's going to walk with it. And so to go back to the Braves, Gavin Dukai checks in for Jake Look.
Yeah, that's a good substitution right there. Nothing against anybody on the floor, but you need Dukai on the floor right now. I'd get Hedgeland back in, too, if it were me.
They're just moving a little fast. Every one of their shots long right now. You can tell a lot of energy out there for the Braves. Things are moving a little fast for him. Vinny Frank inbounds to Kanishevsky. Wide open mid-range jumper. And the Braves have the lead, 34-33. Back and forth we go.
22 is the calming force for Tawas. He really does a nice job. When they need a bucket, he's the guy.
Tiger swinging around the zone. It's right side Summers. Left side Charbonneau. He's going to launch the 3 again. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kanishevsky. Here comes Mocky bringing it up the court. 70 seconds remaining in the quarter. And Gavin Walker gets a hand on the pass intended for Dukai, and it goes out of bounds. Hayden Johnson will check back into the game.
Nice defense. I like this matchup. This is kind of the matchup inside the game right now, I think. You've got Dukai back in the game. Walker doing a heck of a job on him.
Right in front of you here, Jeff. Vinny Frank inbounding, and it'll go to Mocky. 60 seconds remaining. It's Dallas by one, 34-33 in this first half. To Dukai in the right corner. Pump fake. Walker doesn't leave his feet, so Dukai drives in. Got it with the foul. Walker got caught underneath of him.
It's a tough matchup. Dukai's a little bit quicker than he is, and if he beats him off the dribble, he tried to recover right there, just couldn't get to the bucket in time.
Yeah, Walker just got beat to the spot. He didn't like the foul call, but it was the right call as Dukai knocks home the free throw. And he now has 5 points on the game, and the Braves lead by four, 37-33. Left side, Summers up top, Walker. He'll drive into the lane. Handoff down low. Ball is still on the ground. Johnston somehow comes away with it up and scores.
Hey, whatever works. It wasn't pretty, but they got it inside. Good things can happen.
37-35, Mochte to the bucket. Handoff, Kames, and he got it. Kames got it to go, and as the Braves continue to actually go inside, their offensive output increases. It's 39-35. Charbonneau dribbles into a mid-range jumper. Good shot, but rebound pulled down by Summers. And Summers gets the bucket.
Nice awareness right there. He read where that ball was going to land and went and got it. 10 seconds left.
Mochte right to the rim, but too short. 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Here comes Summers. 3 seconds. Stops, and he'll pull up the jumper at the buzzer. No good. At the end of our first half, it's Dallas 39 and Alcona 37. The Braves are about to miss the second half. We're 30 seconds away from getting started second half. The Braves are not here.
Well, towards the end of the half there, it looked like they needed a little extra time, so maybe they're taking it now. But about 20 seconds from now, they're going to be...
We're going to start the quarter, and if the... I don't know who starts with the basketball, but let's see. The arrow is pointing this way, so it'll be the Tigers with the basketball. They're going to get an easy layup if the Braves are not out here, because I doubt they're going to wait for them for too long.
No, I wouldn't think so.
You'd think you got to start to play, so.
I'm not sure the rule on that, to be honest with you. I know what it is on football, but I don't know if it's a technical foul or not.
Here come the Braves.
Okay.
So they will quickly make their way onto the court and get ready to play some basketball. Our leading scorers in the first half in double digits, Gabe Kanishevsky at 11 points for the Braves. And as for Alcona, it was David Charbonneau with 14. And then DJ Howe had 10. Ready to start our second half. The Tigers will start with the basketball. All the Braves have to go check in at the scorers table because no one told them who's going to be starting. So all the Braves got to go and let them know who's starting the second half. Our first quarter score was 19-16 in favor of Alcona. The Braves won the second quarter 23-18. And so they have that two-point lead. Three-point lead. Yeah, two-point. That was right. And there's a travel to start Charbonneau here. So a turnover to start our second half. That's just how we started the game, with a turnover by the Tigers. And
here we go. Alcona's going to come out man-to-man again. Looks like they're going to stick with it.
Mochte right side to Granite Behringer. Cross court back to Mochte. He's going to launch the three. Knock it down. How about Evan Mochte?
Nice setup right there. Man, he got his feet set really nice, squared those shoulders, and knocked it down. Great shot.
I like this. You know, usually teams just go right to their starters to start the second half as Charbonneau shoots and misses a mid-range jumper, but Mochte played a really good first half when he got in, so I like Coach Kames leaving him in there. Mochte with the basketball. No one stops the basketball, but he couldn't finish. And it'll be rebounded by DJ Howe. 42-37. Dallas leads Alcona. And almost stolen by Dukai, but Johnson able to get it back up top to Summers.
Dukai's got such quick hands.
Into the corner, DJ Howe. Inside to Colin Walker. Mid-range jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound Kanishevsky.
Nice look inside, though. That's how you got to beat this 2-3 zone.
Mochte continues to be aggressive into the lane. Kick out Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Summers. 6:40 to play here in our third quarter. Brad Allen, Jeff Erickson here with you, live from Alcona. The Alcona Tigers taking on the Dallas area Braves. DJ Howe has it in the right short corner for the Tigers. Inside to Colin Walker. Now to DJ Howe. Pump fake on the mid-range jumper. Now he'll shoot it. Too long. Rebound pulled down, though, by Colin Walker. Offensive rebound. Hand off to Howe. Howe right hand and got the friendly roll to pull the Tigers back within a bucket.
When Howe does that, he's really, really difficult to stop. He just doesn't do it enough. He's got to take it to the rack and be aggressive.
Hedglund for three, and it falls. Got the friendly roll.
Got to see more of that guy in the second half.
Had 4 points in the first half. Left side, Charbonneau. He shot the ball plenty in the first half, that's for sure. It was the leading scorer for Alcona. Inside to Walker, and he's going to walk with it before he got going. Moving a little fast, and so the Braves will have the basketball up six, 45-39. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of Tawa City, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Lincoln Hardware, and the Lincoln Outdoor Center. Mocht brings it across the line for the Braves, guarded by Garrett Summers. Inside, Dukai. Dukai, turnaround fade jumper, no good, over the top of Johnston. How about posting up Gavin Dukai? Now Summers brings it across the line. Right side to Johnston. He'll hand it off to DJ Howe. Howe is in that right corner. Go cross-court pass to Charbonneau. Charbonneau will go to Summers, back to Howe in the corner. He'll drive inside, goes up right hand, and no friendly roll that time. Rebound Kanishevsky.
I like the take that right there. That's what he needs to do.
Could have shot the contested three instead as that. Dukai launches a three. Knock it down. Got the defense to go past him. Timeout Alcona. They lead, Dallas leads by 9, 48-39. 5 minutes to play in the third on WKJC, your power station for sports. Basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Seymour's Home Decor Center, Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Dallas and Oscoda, the Tawas Bay Insurance Agency of East Dallas, and Gary Oil and Propane in Oscoda and Hale. 48-39, Tawas over Alcona. Charbonneau, a deep three here, no good. Rebound pulled down, though, by Johnston. Offensive rebound, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tawas's Kanishevsky. Gabe Kanishevsky brings it across. Goes right corner to Dukai and led him way too far. Dukai had to save it, but goes to Alcona. Up comes Charbonneau. Dukai harassing him, but is able to swing it across to Summers. Right side, DJ Howe. Might have gotten away with a walk. He'll go up in the lane. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kanishevsky.
Nice defense on the backside.
Mocht, step back three. No good. Rebound, Dukai, though. No one was down there for Alcona to get the rebound. Pulled out by Kanishevsky. Into the corner, Mocht. He pump fake the three. Gets a screen from Kanishevsky. He works against Summers. Goes up top to Behringer. Steps into it. Three. Got fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot three.
Extra possession right there. And Alcona's just flat giving up too many of those here in the first 4 minutes of this second half. They've had too many dead possessions on their end, and they're giving up too many second chance opportunities for Tawas. That's the difference in this game right now. And Tawas, this is a tipping point right now. Tawas knocks these both down, which they just knocked down the first one. That's going to be a 10-point lead.
Currently lead 49-39. Two more coming here for Grant and Behringer. While he shoots those, we'll let you know this game brought to you in part by My Michigan Health. Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. Chris Martin of Lincoln and Tri-County Agency TCA Insurance of Tawas City. Knocks down the second free throw. Makes it 50-39.
One more coming here on the three-pointer.
Third one's good as well. A 12-2 run to start the quarter here for the Tawas area Braves. Gavin Walker, right side, Summers, swinging it around to Charbonneau. He'll launch a three again. No good. And a foul coming here against the Braves on the rebound.
Really nice job by Gavin Walker right there to go after that rebound. He anticipated where it was coming down. He aggressively went after it. And we're going to have a timeout by Tawas.
We'll keep it right here. 51-39, the Braves lead over top of Alcona. You know, it continues to rear its head that, you know, now especially Charbonneau. TJ Howe's doing a good job getting inside. Anytime Charbonneau's touching the basketball, it doesn't seem like where he is. He's just thinking about launching it right now.
Yeah, and he's not really even getting set. His shoulders aren't square to the bucket. He's kind of shooting it down from his hip, and he's just kind of throwing it up there. You know, and he can get that shot any time. There's no sense in shooting a contested three-pointer. You know, you can get that shot from 35 feet away from the bucket, you know, anytime. Let's try and work the ball around. When they've done that, when they've gotten the ball into Howe, when he's gone inside, good things have happened. He's got a couple of buckets. He's been to the line. So, they need much better ball movement here by Alcona.
And Thomas is strong on top, but I'd like to get Gavin Walker a good shot, too. DJ Howe's wide open for three. He missed it badly. Rebound to Walker, no good, and rebound pulled down by Dukai now. Dukai with a lot of head of steam moving up, almost slipped, somehow kept his dribble, and it goes to Hedgeland. Hedgeland inside to Dukai, knocked away by Walker, but able to recover it. And Dukai inside, Mokhti left hand and good.
Really nice pass right there by Dukai, and a great cut by Mokhti.
Great game by Mokhti continues, and now it's Braves by 14. 53-39, up top to Gavin Walker, right side Charbonneau, and he's going to launch a three, no good. Rebound pulled down Hedgeland. Mokhti brings it up. Right side, that's Behringer. Dukai in the corner, he's open and no good. Rebound pulled down by DJ Howe. They got to make sure that number four has the basketball a lot. DJ Howe, they got to make sure that he gets a touch on just about every possession. 2:50 to play in the third. Summers works around, pull up midi. Got it to go. Good shot by Garrett Summers.
Nice shot by the freshman right there. That's a tough shot. Under pressure, contested shot, knocked it down.
Up top to Mokhti. It is 53-41. Talis over Alcona. 2.5 to play in the third. Right side, Dukai. Pump fake three. Working against Gavin Walker. And tries to go inside to Behringer. Just a bad pass by Dukai, who pats himself on the chest as Behringer goes by. And he says, yeah, my bad. And this is going to be a charge by Walker as Mokhti gets set at the free throw line. And Gavin Walker slams right into him. Second team foul and second personal foul on Walker.
Evan Mokhti played a really nice game today. You pointed it out a couple of times. Both ends of the floor right there picking up the charge. Nice job by Mokhti.
2:10 to play in our quarter, 53-41. Braves by 12. Left side, Tanishevsky. Getting a screen by Behringer. He works around it. Drives right into the lane. Right-hand floater. Good. Todd Kames called that one from the bench. He yelled at Evan Mokhti, said, I want the ball in the left wing, and that is why, because right there, Kanishevsky able to make something happen.
Well, they figured out where the inside here to Howe.
Howe goes up right hand and scores.
Nice job right there. He could have got the and one, too. I think Hedgeland got a little bit of arm there, and that's what Coach Cole's saying as well.
So it stays a 12-point game, 55-43.
Going back to that last play, though, yeah, they've got a mismatch, and they've got it figured out here on the switch, and Alcona's switching off, and until they get back, they're going to have a real tough time containing 22.
Yeah, this time they defend it. Goes up top, Mokhti. Basner rips it away and gets a steal. It's going to be a foot race to the bucket. Basner into the lane, right-hand layup, good. That makes it a 10-point game, 55-45. Coach Cole tries to pump up his team a little bit. Now they're going to go to a different set, but probably still going to try to work the ball to Kanishevsky. Mokhti has it, picks up his dribble, thumps inside, got caught with it, trying to get it to Dukai. And now Walker will bring it across. 1 minute to play. Inside, Basner, layup too strong. Rebound to Kanishevsky. Two Tigers are down on the ground, so it's 5-on-3. Left side, Mokhti. Mokhti works around Charbonneau. Gets caught in the lane, and DJ House takes it away. Here comes Charbonneau. He's going to bring it up the right side. And he's just going to launch a pull-up three, no good. Rebound comes down to Granite Behringer. That is not a good shot.
No, you might need to slow him down a little bit. Maybe give him a little bit of a breather here because he's just trying to do way too much right now.
Mokhti with the basketball. Goes right corner. Dukai into the lane. Hand off to Mokhti. Mokhti tries to go up and under. Nothing there. He'll be fouled. Got the defense up in the air. It'll be on the floor. Three Braves will check into the game here. Garrett Summers and Colin Walker will check in for the Tigers. 55-45. Alcona over the top of, Talis over Alcona with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Dukai, Kanishevsky both check out, as does Mokhti.
Looks like DJ Howe is going to get a little extra break here before the fourth quarter starts.
Behringer trying to get it inbounds,
that's,
and he didn't. 5 second violation.
All right, big bucket opportunity right here. They can cut it to 8-7 with a triple.
Walker has it up top, just working on Jake Look. Now he picks up his dribble up top to Summers. 5 seconds, right side Walker. They're going to have to launch a three, and they do, and Walker's going to be short.
Follow your shot, big guy.
At the end of three, it's Taos Area 55, Alcona 45 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ready to start our fourth quarter, Braves by 10. This game brought to you in part by Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, Hemphill and Shermer Construction of East Taos, and Murphy Home Furnishings in East Taos. Jake Look will start with the basketball for the Braves. He'll drive right inside on Walker, and Walker gets the steal. Up court, Colin Walker. Colin Walker up over the defense and got it to go. And the first bucket of the quarter goes to the Alcona Tigers. They cut the lead to 8, 55-47.
Really nice play right there. He got the steal on the one end, took it down, and pressed. That's what they need to do. Keep the pressure on.
Left side, that's Hedgeland, guarded by DJ Howe. Now to Alex Kames. Looks like a little bit more energy. I'm going to guess Coach Cole got his team fired up. A lot of defensive energy right now for the Tigers. Up top to Kames. Left corner, that's Frank. Vinny Frank steps into a mid-range jumper, and good. Got the Johnston to overcommit. And he knocks down a bucket and makes it 57-47. Inside to Colin Walker, spin move, right hand too strong, and a foul underneath. Coming on the Braves. It's only their second foul of the quarter, or of the half, I should say.
It's been a pretty clean half, really. That's only five fouls, and I only had them for six turnovers in the second half combined. So it's been a pretty clean, well-played game.
Up top, DJ Howe. He's wide open for three. No good. That shot's there for him. Colin Walker inside, and he's going to be fouled. Then Hedgeland caught him with the body, and Colin Walker will go to the line to shoot two.
That was a nice block up top, but he got him with the body. No doubt about that call. But I'll tell you, you can't leave DJ Howe out there all day like that. He was wide open coming out of the break. Nobody even attempted to jump out at him.
Colin Walker knocks home the first free throw. This game brought to you in part by Muffler Man of Taos City, Randy's Towing of Northeast Michigan. Second free throw, no good. And the Village Chocolatier of East Taos. Rebound comes down to Behringer. Jake Look working on Gavin Walker. Up top, Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank drives inside. Right-hand layup, good. Vinny Frank, a good start to the quarter. He's got all four for the Braves. And it is 59-48. 11-point lead. DJ Howe into the lane, shoots over the top, and DJ Howe scores inside.
That's going to be they've got a chance. That's going to have to be it. They got to get number four of the ball inside.
Hayden Johnson tips it away. Vinny Frank able to recover it. And up top to Jake Look now. 59-50. Taos with the lead. Kames inside to Jake Look. Jake Look got it with the foul. Got Summers all over his back right there.
Yeah, they played really good defense for the duration of that, and then they just lost track of him somehow. And Jake Look made a really strong cut to the basket. They lost him, and he's got a chance for a three-point play.
Makes it 61-50, and that free throw right there makes it 62-50.
Alcona needs a bucket right here.
Gotta get the ball in number four's hands. Give him a something to do with it. Let him work. Nope. Charbonneau's going to launch a three. No good. Rebound, Colin Walker. Up and almost got it to go with the foul. And so he'll shoot two again. Kames picks up the foul. His first, team fourth.
I give Charbonneau some credit for a sophomore. He's not afraid to pull.
You can say that. First free throw by Walker is good. He's having a good day at the line. High school basketball brought to you in part by Metalodge of Taos City, Alcona Health Center, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Second free throw by Walker, good as well. Good clean free throw stroke for Colin Walker. Back to a 10-point game. Vinny Frank to Jake Look. At the rim, right hand shot, no good. Rebound DJ Howe. He'll hand it off to Summers.
Get him the ball on the offensive end. Come on, I want to see four get it one time for Alcona. Pound it to him inside.
Charbonneau outside, up top to Summers. And there's DJ Howe at that mid post. He's going to take a step to the side, get ripped, and it's going to go to the Braves. Left side, Kames. Inside to Look. Look outside to Hedgeland, open for three, knock it down.
Really nice extra look like there, and what a great job of Hedgeland squaring up to the bucket.
It's a deep two, makes it 64-52. He had a foot on the line. Summers pulls a three from the top, knock it down.
Nice looking shot right there for the freshman, keeping him in the game. This thing's nine.
64-55, still 5 minutes to play, plenty of time. Look right at the rim, and he drives right on the freshman. Summers says, you can't stop me, and he was right. He gets the layup, 5 points in the quarter for Jake Look. Charbonneau right side pulls the three, no good. Benny Frank with the rebound. Look right in the lane, inside Hedgeland, got Howe in the air and finishes.
Nice pass. Alcona needs a timeout.
And they're going to take one. 68-55. 4.5 to play in the contest in WKJC, your power station for sports. Taos by 13. 68-55. 4.5 minutes to play in this contest.
Yeah, it's crunch time for Alcona right now. They really need a string of buckets, and they got to get a stop on the defensive end. But they need to get a better shot. Right now, they're really relying on the three-point shot, and they're taking some really bad ones. Get the ball inside. Let's see what can happen. Good things have happened so far when they do that.
Well, they do on this first possession. They get it inside. They try to throw it to the corner. They try to get, you know, if Charbonneau's going to shoot, it might as well run a play for him to try and get him an open one.
Right. Yeah, and he's not a bad shooter when he squares up, but he's shooting too much from the hip right now. He needs to rotate the ball and see if they can get an open look.
Exactly, yeah. He's a good shooter when, you can get him the right shot. Up top to Charbonneau. Right side, Summers. He's open for three. No good. Rebound punched out and grabbed by Gavin Walker. And he's going to turn it over to Vinny Frank. Foot raise to the bucket. Vinny Frank up and got it. It's a foul. Garrett Summers picks up the foul, and Frank to the line to shoot one more.
You know, it's hard to fault number 10 right there, Garrett Summers. He's a freshman. He's going to learn. You got to either give that bucket up or you got to get down there and get set. You know, when you're one of the smallest guys on the floor, you're not going to go up and block that anyway, so don't give him the N1.
Spencer checks into the game for the first time. Frank will make the free throw. And that'll make it 71-55, a 16-point lead here. Gavin Walker with it up top. Goes right side, Summers. Back up top, left side, DJ Howe. He'll drive inside. Go up a little mid-range jumper. Too strong, though. And rebound comes down to Spencer. Jake Look up the floor to Alex Kames. Mid-range kick out to Look. Up top, that's Hedgeland. He pump fakes the three. Goes inside to Vinny Frank instead. Left hand good.
Really nice extra pass right there. They're moving the ball just a lot better than Alcona right now. Really struggling to get anything on the offensive end going.
Braves by 18, 73-55. Right side Charbonneau now to Summers. Cross court to Howe. DJ Howe inside. Right hand floater. Rims out. Rebound Colin Walker. He goes up and he'll go to the line to shoot two. 9 points in the quarter right now for Vinny Frank.
You know, I really like Colin Walker. He's only a sophomore, but he's got a huge frame. He's a big kid, big, strong. He's strong with the basketball. There's a lot to look forward to for Alcona, you know, inside down low. If they can pound it in there, they can give themselves a chance, but they just have taken too many bad shots today.
He got a touch at the line.
I was just going to say, nice touch from the line, got a pair.
Five free throws in the quarter for Colin Walker. Giving him seven total points in the quarter. Makes it 73-57, 3 minutes to play. And we're going to have a foul. Charbonneau reaching around there. This game brought to you in part by Edward Jones of East Thomas, the committee to elect Mike Hoatley of Augray as 99th District State Representative in Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Taos City. Benny Frank has it right side to Hedgeland in the corner. Pump fake three, working on DJ Howe. Picks up his dribble, fires it across to Benny Frank, who drives inside, and he will be fouled. Colin Walker couldn't move his feet enough with him, and so that will be the team's seventh foul. Benny Frank will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Gavin Dukai will check into the game for the final 2:50.
Looks like he's going to go in for the shooter. He'll have to wait.
First free throw by Vinny Frank is good. Give him double digits in the quarter now, 10 points. And it's a 17-point lead, 74-57.
It'll be interesting down the stretch of the season here if Coach Kames is able to kind of figure out what rotation is going to work for him. I know we've worked several games here, and it seems like there's hasn't really figured out a rotation yet. He's got really good players, yeah. You know, from 1 to 10, and just figuring out where they all fit in, getting those pieces, I think, is key for them moving forward.
Vinny Frank with 11 points in the quarter, and Coach Kames is face-to-face with him, giving him some coaching here. As Summers launches a three, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. Rebound to Jake Look. And he will pull it out and get the offense going. Up court, wide open is Spencer ahead of everybody. And the deep man on the bench, the only Brave not to score in today's game, finally gets a bucket, and it's 77-57. Braves by 20, Charbonneau for three, no good. Rebound by Dukai. Dukai up the court, drives right inside, blocked behind by Summers. Rebound, no good. By Look, rebound Hedgeland out to Kames. Kames dribbles into a mid-range jumper, and it's good. 79-57, Braves by 22. The Braves have 24 points in this quarter. DJ Howe inside, pump fake the shot, and he pump fake Hayden Johnston, who thought he was shooting it. And now Ashton Tracy will check into the game.
You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier, that those second chance opportunities for Tawas and the inability to Alcona to really get anything going on the offensive end is number four right there. That's Kames knocks it down from the corner, and we got another timeout.
We'll take one with them. 82-57 Braves, 90 seconds remaining on WKJC, your power station for sports. Braves have dominated this quarter. They came into the quarter with 55. They currently have 82, so a 27-point quarter right now for the Braves. Inside to DJ Howe, and a travel by DJ Howe. We'll send it back to Tawas. 1:29 to play in our fourth quarter. Jake Look has it right side. Dumped inside to Alex Kames. Kames drives inside underneath the bucket. Got it to go.
Not a lot of defense right there by Alcona. They just kind of let him take it baseline. I think they've kind of cashed this one in.
DJ Howe drives inside. He'll be fouled to go to the line to shoot two. And 84-57. 104 to play in the contest. Oh, they're going to say that was on the floor. Number 15, Zukowski will check into the game for DJ Howe. Summers looked inbound, goes left side Charbonneau. Charbonneau had it poked away, but able to recover it, just turned and launches one and goes out of bounds off Alcona, go to the Braves. Wallenmeyer will check into the game now as well. Oh, they didn't get it off in time. So now here comes Jake Look up the floor with the Braves. 51 seconds remaining in the contest. Braves have really pulled away here in the second half. Kalea into the lane. Outside Spencer. Kames wide open for three. Extra pass. Knock it down.
Bordering on 90 here. What a quarter. What a quarter of basketball for the Tawas area Braves.
Tracy inside Zukowski, outside to Johnston. He'll launch the three too far. Rebound to Kalea. Actually, I was wrong. Kalea is the last of the Braves who have yet to score. Dukai, pump fake three, drive inside, left-hand floater. And we have a foul that will send Dukai to the line to shoot two. A 32-point quarter right now for the Braves.
You know, and you really, when you look at it, you know, Tawas area has really shuffled in eight guys, you know, consistently, nine guys and even a tenth guy here in the second half. You know, on the other side of the floor, you know, you could just see Alcona really starting to wear out here in this fourth quarter. I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, they haven't gone real deep into the bench. I don't know that the bench is pretty young. You know, for Alcona, and I think that's going to be interesting to see these last few games and when they get in. into districts, how that lack of depth on the Alcona sideline really comes into play.
15 seconds left. We'll see if the Tigers get the last shot of the game off here as Summers, Tao is still playing hard defense. Dribble it around, 7 seconds across to Borsvold, and out to Wallenmeyer, back into Borsvold, turned over, and Kames will grab it, and that'll end the game. Our final score, the Taos Area Braves, 89, and the Alcona Tigers, 57.